Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Tom Brady is being roasted.
I love the Comedy Central roast. Now, it used to be the Friars Club used to do it back in the day with Sammy Davis and Dean Martin. And then Comedy Central took it over, and they were hilarious. They roasted everybody. And I fell in love with some of my favorite comedians to this day because of roasts. And now they're going after the GOAT.
The man. The arena. The roast of Tom Brady live on Netflix. No helmets. No mercy. No Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time. Tom Brady live. Hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
I'm here for this. I am 100% here for this. I'm not the world's biggest Kevin Hart fan, but I know a lot of people love Kevin Hart. But I heard Jeffrey Ross's name in there, and Jeffrey Ross is the greatest roaster of all time. And I love that guy, and he is going to be fantastic again up on stage. We don't know who else is going to be on the dais, but like some of the worst time, they get some really weird people that get up there. Like one of the roasts, Martha Stewart was on.
Yes!
And she killed. And then they got the situation. Remember the dude from Jersey Shore? Mm-hmm. And he bombed.
Nikki Glaser was on.
She's funny.
I love her.
She's good.
The thing that is always delightful is when they have someone's kid or their spouse.
Yeah.
Or their ex.
Mm-hmm.
Roasting. With Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson.
That was good.
That was good.
That was really good.
I want to say that there was like a Bruce Willis.
Yeah, Bruce Willis did. Yep.
Demi Moore talked about. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, the one with Pam, like sometimes you looked at her and she did it because they made a massive donation to, she's an animal fan,
yeah.
Right? The committee or whoever, the charity, huge donation to her animal fund, whatever it is. But you could watch her, and if you agree to be roasted, you better be able to take it. Because sometimes they go not just below the belt, but way below the belt. I feel like I'm roasted on a kind of a daily basis here on this show with you. So I would love one day to be sitting there. I'm not going to ever be famous enough, but I love a good roast. And if you can't take it, you might start crying and get up and walk off. If you can't find the humor in yourself being made fun of, never sit in this seat. And
I think you might be the one person that could be roasted. Most people say, oh, I want to be roasted. Oh, roast me. It's a big thing on Facebook, you know, on social media. People ask to be roasted all the time.
Yeah.
And then they hate it.
Right.
They get so upset and offended and they're crying. But you, Wicket, might be the one person. Exhibit A, I'm out hanging out with Whitney Cummings. And the one piece of audio that I capture is this.
Wicket, you're a p-. Wicket, you're a p-. Wicket, you're a p-.
Now, that could have gone a few different ways.
I got the text. It was a tweet. The unedited version is pinned to the top of my Twitter page from Heather, at Mike Wicket, 2 T's, if you want to hear the unedited version. It's just Whitney Cummings staring at a camera doing that. I cried when you sent that to me. And I still laugh every time. I'm like, how many views has that thing had? It's like 10,000 or something like that. I'm like, that is, I would love to get roasted. I think it would be great. It would be fantastic.
That's how I show
love,
my love and affection for you, Wicket.
My favorite roasters are Jeff Ross, Anthony Jeselnik, and Lisa Lampanelli.
Jeselnik.
Yeah, Jeselnik's
he's
great.
On my list of people that aren't funny.
He is hilarious. That's who I went to go see at Hoyt Sherman for my birthday.
I know.
Last year, he is one. If you don't like dark, horrible comedy, don't go watch Anthony Jeselnik. But he is so good. And Lisa Lampanelli's the queen of mean. She's so good.
She's
so great. This is roast humor. All right.
They're not Pete Davidson. Although Matt Rife
will never get in. Maybe he'll get invited. Who knows? But he does. Matt Rife's not a good comedian. Matt Rife's a really good one-on-one improv guy with the crowd. That's
what I like.
That's where his specialty is.
That's what I like.
That's where it is. So what is the Tom Brady roast?
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Hey. day after my wedding anniversary. All right. What a good weekend.
I know.
What a great weekend it's going to be.
Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark wants to play for Team USA. She calls it a dream, and there happens to be one spot open on the Team USA squad now that your girl Sue Bird has retired. Mm. She quit to go be, you know, an adult, and then that spot
an adult.
That spot opened up. Now, Caitlin Clark got invited to go participate at the U.S. training camp this month. The problem was she was playing in the Final Four. Mm. She was playing for Iowa against South Carolina in the national championship, so she couldn't go and work out and practice and have her, air quote, tryout. But according to, what is her name, Jennifer Rosati, she is the selection committee chair for Team USA. She is also, by the way, team president of the Connecticut Sun of the WNBA. She has said basically they're going to watch Caitlin play in the WNBA for the first 3 weeks of the season and see how she does. And if she proves herself playing in that league, then she'll get the full-on invite to join Team USA when we play in Paris coming up in June. So she's going to have to prove herself. Her first game, by the way, is against the Connecticut Sun, whose team president also happens to be Jennifer Rosati, who's on the selection committee and the chair for Team USA. So the first impression you get to make is against her team. There have been a lot of people, like Lisa Leslie said, we can't leave the United States without Caitlin Clark on our team. And Lisa Leslie is one of the greatest female players of all time. So it would shock me if she doesn't make the team. If you're interested in marketability, if you're interested in getting eyes on your Team USA team, I mean, the gold in women's basketball, 8 straight Olympics, all right? 8 straight we've won. If you are all about marketing and getting eyes, you want Caitlin Clark, regardless of if she plays well her first couple of weeks in the WNBA.
I mean, realistically, the Olympics goes up and down in popularity. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, as a whole, we're excited about it. Other times, you turn on the TV and you're like, oh, the Olympics is on.
I forgot this was going on.
Caitlin Clark
gets
would
eyes.
Make people watch
Absolutely.
It would be a good year. It would be a good string of years for the Olympics.
So you would think, like, maybe the U.S. Olympic Committee is like, hey, Jennifer, get Caitlin on the bleeping team. Like, you know, you want people to go out and buy Team USA jerseys and watch Team USA games because, of course, that gets more money into NBC. It's all about dollars.
Nothing has been better for the economy than Iowa's Caitlin Clark.
In our state, you're right. It's brought in $80 million alone in consumer spending.
For world economy.
Do it for the world economy. Let's go.
Literally nothing has been better than Caitlin Clark.
The team will get together in Phoenix for a few days in July right before the Olympics. They'll play like an exhibition game where they'll play against the WNBA All-Stars or whatever. So, they'll go to Paris in July, but they're going to get together one time beforehand. I got to believe Caitlin will make the team. Just, again, whether if she struggles out of the gate, which I doubt for the Fever, she's still going to get eyes, like you said. She's still going to generate money, which is what this is really all about.
And think about how many, quote-unquote, celebrity people that have been watched, athletes, have performed poorly, and yet we still love them.
Yeah!
We still watch them. We still wear... It's because you don't lose that love by a few actions.
No, I mean, trust me. Caitlin Clark, by all definition, should be tired and should struggle out of the gate. She's been playing basketball nonstop. She's not going to get a break until October. She should get tired and not be great as a member of the Fever, but she's awesome. She's 22. She's got a great workout regimen. She's going to have a great player like Aaliyah Boston with her, who's going to just take every great pass she has, put it up for two and a layup. So she should have success. But if she struggles with all the pressure on her, I'm not going to be shocked. But she's going to be great. I'm not worried.
Wait a second. So are you? Is it October 1st she gets a break?
Maybe. Depends if she makes the playoffs or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you saying that Green Day wrote Wake Me Up When September Ends?
No, that's not. It's not for.
As
no.
a prophecy
no.
for Caitlin Clark?
I mean, she could use a nap. She really could.
You might be West Des Moines Jesus, but Billy Joe Armstrong might
no.
be
I am 90,
God.
I am 99.9% sure that Wake Me Up When September Ends was not written about Caitlin Clark's rookie year in the WNBA.
How do you know?
I did just
was Caitlin Clark on The Simpsons? They predicted a lot,
that's
too.
That's very true.
Greta Van Fleet is coming. Iowa State Fair.
August 11th.
Maybe you've already shelled out hundreds of thousands of dollars and mortgaged your house for tickets to shows, and you don't have your Greta Van Fleet tickets yet. It just so happens that Wicked and I's anniversary with you, the Hellraiser, is this Friday. In honor of that, we are hooking up Greta Van Fleet tickets. Text SHOW, S-H-O-W, to 515-244-1033.
We're going to draw out a winner on Friday on our anniversary, and somebody's going to be at that show August 11th. It's the first Sunday of the fair, and we want you to be there. Text the word SHOW, S-H-O-W, to 515-244-1033.
Morning Brews, brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. Next Monday, trivia. I love some trivia. And you know what, Wicket?
What?
They have dog bandanas now for sale at Confluence.
Dog bandanas?
It's real.
What is a dog bandana?
It's a bandana you put on your dog.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. All right.
There's nothing more DIY than making a baby.
Wicket. Don't read and drive.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.